Based on second quarter real estate figures for 2013, the number of sales and the median sales price are both up over last year's numbers. With 991 sales so far this year, a 19% increase over the same time period last year, the first half of 2013, according to Park City Board of Realtors, had the highest number of sales since 2007. To date, sales volume totals $698 million. Park City Board of Realtors President Jeff Spencer says the sales increases, both in terms of volume and prices, is good news and indicative of a very active market.
It's a good, exciting time. We're seeing buyers are pretty bullish on the market coming in. And again, it depends on, you know, we put this caveat in there every time. It really depends on the segment of the market. So we've got very active in Old Town. And some areas of Lower Deer Valley are still, you know, lagging behind a little bit. So it's very segmented for sure, but we're seeing a lot of interesting sales take place. There's a lot of high dollar, a couple of transactions recently of properties over $10 million going under contract within the area. And that's a positive sign. Big buyers are coming back into town.
While board statistician Mark Seltenrich says the prices are still 20 to 30% below where they were back at the height of the market in 2007, this is a very solid market, and he says he couldn't have written the market comeback any better.
If we were to look at a real estate recovery for our area, it's occurring just as if we wanted to plan it, this is how we would plan it, a slow growth in the number of sales, slow growth in the increase in prices, and it's just a healthy market.
In those markets where the demand is high, Spencer says the top asking prices are being met.
In that market under 500,000 in Park City and the outer areas of Park City, there's a really high demand for properties in that price point. We just don't – limited inventory, probably less than 15 single-family homes with three bedrooms under that price point. And when there's that limited amount of inventory, there's a pretty good demand as far as buyers and sellers – or as far as buyers. And sellers are able to get their asking price pretty close to it.
For single-family homes, the overall median sales price is up 10% over the last year, and there was a 16% increase in the number of sales within the Park City limits.
If we look at our entire market, we've increased 10% in the median price of a single-family home. It's up to $619,000. If we look at individual markets, we have increased 12% within the city limits. The median price of a single-family home inside the city limits is $1,245,000. If we look out in the Snyderville Basin, it's certainly more affordable out there. The median price has increased 10% in the Snyderville Basin up to $699,000. So still not cheap.
Curiously, he says vacant land prices have dropped again.
In fact, our median price of lots are off about 20% from last year, which I don't really understand because lot prices are still really good. So that's one value part of our market, definitely.
While interest rates have crept up, he says it really isn't a big deal in this market.
You know, I was talking to a local lender, and when the rates were so incredible, about 3% for a 30-year fixed, it really wasn't driving our market. People weren't rushing out and saying, I need to buy right now because these interest rates are so low. As they go up, I'm not hearing right now that they're around 4% now, which is still just incredible. But people aren't saying, I need to do it right now because I see them going up. So it doesn't seem to drive our market. It is going to affect some of those first-time home buyers who are trying to get in at a particular price and their payments are now going up because of interest rates are higher, but it doesn't seem to have a real huge effect in our market.
The inventory numbers, they say, are stabilizing to about 2,000 on the MLS. That's down from about 3,300 a few years ago. The number of distressed sales have dropped to just 5% of all sales, and only 2% of the inventory represents property that is being foreclosed on. Seltenrich expects the year will end with nearly 2,000 sales. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.